I speak to you in God's holy name, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, the Creator, the Redeemer, and the Sustainer. Amen. Please be seated. I mentioned that this Sunday and next Sunday is basically the octave celebration of All Saints, our parish and who we are. And we are delighted we have with us a guest choir today, the group. And we also, at the annual meeting and afterwards, people said, when you come to the time of All Saints, it would be great to have some people who feel moved because they're members of All Saints. And so I asked for volunteers who would be willing to share some of their journey of why they are here as a saint in All Saints. Because I need to remind you that a saint is any person who feels called to follow Jesus. The early church called you a saint. So believe it or not, despite what you may think of yourself when you look in the mirror, you are all saints. And we are called to live our lives as saints on a journey of renewal and forgiveness and love. So today, Susan Elliott and David Hamilton put their names forward and said, we're willing to stand in front of the congregation and talk about our journey in faith, our journey as a saint. So I'm going to call on Susan the saint, Saint Susan. Now, I won't ask her husband if she's Saint Susan, but Saint Susan is going to come and share. Sue, who also has been a lifelong member of the Anglican Church. I knew her in another parish as well. She worked in Sunday school in that church. She worked in Sunday school here. She worked in St. John the Divine and many parishes. And so, Susan, the mic is yours. Oh. Just hold it like that. Okay.
I am happy to share the reasons that we attend All Saints. Folks in Maple Ridge are always surprised that we go to church in Agassiz. We tell them that we need to go where we are comfortable and where we feel spiritually nourished and challenged. We pass the doorstep of three Anglican churches on our 1 hour drive here. Although we enjoy the drive and the spectacular scenery on the way, there are two main reasons that we come. The first reason is the progressive theology of this parish, exemplified by Vicar Dave. Although we are cradle Anglicans and enjoy much of the traditional liturgy, we consider ourselves progressive Anglicans. We have attended many workshops and presentations, both here at Sorrento Center, in Vancouver, and in Seattle. We have been privileged to see progressive Christian leaders such as Bishop Spong, Matthew Fox, Marcus Borg, and Joan Chittister. I have also taken an undergraduate course at SFU with the recently deceased Reverend Don Grayston. I am a graduate of the diocese 4-year Education for Ministry course. I have attended numerous courses on other religious traditions and have developed much respect for other religious traditions. Yesterday, Gord and I participated in the diocesan workshop on dismantling racism, and I would highly recommend that you think about that. We have the materials on the end of the counter where the coffee is, if you're interested. Vicar Day's progressive sermons complement our studies and experiences, and provide us with insight, inspiration, and food for thought, which often makes for interesting discussions on the way home. I always feel that I am better prepared to try and walk the narrow path demonstrated to us by Jesus after one of Vicar Dave's sermons. The second reason we attend Agassiz is the warm and friendly parishioners. We enjoy our interactions with parishioners, especially at coffee time, and have had many interesting discussions. We have never been asked, "Where have you been?" when we've been away. Instead, our greeting is, "It's good to see you." I also appreciate the many caring outreach goals of this parish, such as helping support the refugee families. Gord and I worked for a number of years with Vicar Dave, with both men and women in the prison outreach program at the Wanak Church, and for more than 8 years helped feed the less fortunate in Maple Ridge. So we are aware of the time and effort it takes to support these social justice goals. In closing, Vicar Dave is a warm, caring priest and a friend. He provides many avenues for spiritual growth, such as Bible study before the service and the discussion afterward. Vicar Dave is a guide on the side rather than a sage on the stage. We are blessed to have him, and Gord and I consider ourselves blessed to be a part of this parish family. We consider ourselves Anglican by birth and also by choice.
Thank you, Sue. I appreciate your words. A little embarrassing. I didn't pay for those at all. But thank you, and I'm glad you're here. Now, we have people from far away today. I want to welcome back John and Carol Taylor. They're back from Kelowna visiting. So glad you're here. And Blaine, Washington, I think, is where David makes his home. David Hamilton.
Good morning. Brothers and sisters in Christ, it is my very great pleasure to accept Vicar Dave's invitation to speak to you today about what brought us to the parish of the Anglican Church. That story starts as the story of my own journey and has become the story of our journey together as husband and wife. Valerie has always been a spiritual person. She attended the Catholic Church in her hometown for her entire pre-marriage life. And after we married in the Catholic Church, in the very church where she had worshipped for her entire life, she moved to Vancouver to live with me. She continued to worship in various Lower Mainland locations, but always without me. I had made little effort to join her, although I did try it out on occasion, especially holidays. But the Catholic Church was not a good fit for me, for reasons I am sure I will never know. It just wasn't. Now, I had not been raised totally without spirituality. My parents attended the Mormon Church in Richmond, and naturally, we children attended alongside. As an 11-year-old, I was too young to be able to articulate what it was about the LDS Church that made me not want to attend. However, as my parents' marriage deteriorated into separation and divorce, we moved away to Chilliwack. As a 12-year-old, I was sent to the LDS ward there. But with my own parents not in attendance there, there was little grounding for me to remain. Such began a period of approximately 35 years where I did not worship Christ. I became more or less convinced that Christ, although historically a real person, was unlikely to have literally changed water to wine, healed the sick, or many other acts taught to me in Sunday school. After all, did not the Romans meet to decide what version of the Bible to believe? I did not understand how Christ had any relevancy in my life. All the while, my wife worshipped without me. She would leave me alone every Sunday morning, and while at first this seemed like a blessing in disguise, it became a nuisance and then a wedge between us. In fact, it was my own selfishness that was responsible for this wedge. Valerie would go away to worship and sing in the choir, and would always return full of good cheer about the friends she had been with at the church. Meanwhile, I sat at home practically in isolation, with nearly no social contacts. As the years went by, Valor and I began to have discussions about what spirituality meant to us. I found she had been struggling with the Catholic Church in how she thought they treated others, their stand on infertility issues, and how there was not a true sense of community if you were not involved in different ministries. It felt more like going through the motions, but not feeling a sense of belonging. I wanted to attend a church once again. I wanted to make new friends. I wanted to explore the power of prayer. And I wanted to learn if yielding myself to Christ by tearing down the walls around me could bring a change in my life. If only there was a church that ministered to its flock with pastoral care, messages of positive reinforcement of life and spirituality, a completely non-judgmental place where people could practice their faith at their own pace and where the most hesitant could be welcomed just the same as the most devout, where life lessons of being nice to others and helping the others in your community through sharing in the worship of Christ were prime values, and where friends and neighbors could come together to affirm Jesus Christ as a power living in all of us who carries a message of peace and love so profound that the world has never seen its equal. A place that would make you want and look forward to coming back to instead of it seeming like obligation or requirement. What church does that sound like to you? Being a fan of British comedy, I had come to find pleasure in the way the Church of England was portrayed, and the Canadian equivalent being the Anglican Church. We were going to try the Anglican Church and the United Church in Agassiz, and as we had been invited to two different United Church services in the past, we decided to start with the Anglican Church, a decision partly informed also by the fact that Vicar David Price's name appeared outside the church on a sign linking this engaging speaker we had come to know from Remembrance Day ceremonies to this Anglican parish. Well, I do not need to tell you that no other church searching was required. It is exactly 1 year today that Valerie and I first walked through the doors of All Saints Parish. We instantly felt at home in this parish, delighting in the community of the church, the parishioners in the running of the church, the eloquent prayers of the people, the beautiful hymns, the genuine and heartfelt interest in us by all levels of Anglican clergy, and above all, the direct and honest statement that truly all are welcome. Any small uncertainties I felt about the church were quickly assuaged, either in the sermons or teachings of Vicar Dave, or in speaking with others coming to worship, many of whom answered my questions without knowing how important the answers were to me in reconciling my beliefs, or who made casual remarks that were anything but casual to us. My wife and I now worship together, not only in the same hall, but as husband and wife, And our journey forward is a shared path in the Anglican community of Christ, which we both declare without hesitation. Thank you.
Just stay up. So, thank you, David, and thank you, Sue. Church, we have to say, everybody finds their peace where they worship. And some people are really grafted into that, no matter what the denomination. And other people have other needs and other ways of journeying. And I'm grateful for those who come here to journey, but I also respect people where their journey takes them to other places. And we always have to remember that. But we're all saints in the love of God. And I hope that those of you who listen today to Sue and David will appreciate their risking and sharing their journey. But all your journeys are valuable as well. And the offer still stands. If others want to share their journey and why they've journeyed here, you're more than welcome. But God loves all of God's creation. So no matter where you worship on a Sunday, whether it's in an Anglican church or another church, God loves you and God journeys with you. May God bless us all as we journey as members of the body of Christ. Amen.